Well, Alan, we've come out to the Mount Chevrolet Quarry. So if people are coming out here, we should just firstly go through what do you need to do if you do want to come out here?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is go to the Moyenshire offices in Jamison Street here in Mortlake. Go down there and sign a form to say that you're coming up here. They will probably radio up to tell the fellas that you're coming up here. When you get here, you've got to wear one of these fluorite vests so they don't run over you. And if you just get parked somewhere, like we're parked here well out of the way. We're not near any working machinery, any bulldozers or anything like that. We're out of the way. We're not going to get run over, and it's quite safe. So they don't mind you coming up here.
So once you've done that, you're effectively free to go wherever you like in the quarry, obviously staying out of the way of whatever work's going on?
Yeah, you're free to go. Most of these areas, you don't go near the shear faces, where you don't want something to fall down on top of you, but most of this other area, the fairly flat area, and you're allowed to go within, you know, as long as you're not in the way of the machinery. Sort of don't want to go within 100 metres of them. The idea is to park well out of the way, and there's plenty of fossick and dizzies. You can see all those hills there. You can walk all over those hills all day, and you're not going to do any damage to yourself, or nobody's going to run over you. As you can hear, it's busy enough.
So the work that's going on here at the moment, then, what sort of stuff is coming out of the quarry?
It's mainly road base. They're mixing the limestone and the scoria together. They take it over to the crusher, crush it up into a finer mix, and that's what they're doing now. They're going to mix that.
So potentially some of the stuff you're looking for, though, might be being picked up here and being put under the roads.
Oh, there'd be thousands of dollars worth of peridot sitting on all the local roads. I actually cut one for a fella, young bloke, was riding along there on his bike. I was cutting stones for him, and he pulled one out with his pocket knife out of the middle of the road and brought it round. It still had the bitumen stuck to it, and I cut a 4-carat gem out of that, picked up in the middle of the road. And you, 4-carat, you're looking at, you know, $400, so that's not a bad thing sitting in the middle of the road.
And people complain about the quality of our roads here. They're just looking in the wrong way, aren't they?
They're worth a fortune.
So where do you start then? You come out here, how do you start to look, I suppose?
The easiest way to start, that machine down the back is a screen. It's not operating at the moment. They usually pick up that loose scoria, put it through the screen. They take away the fine material to use as road base. The coarse material is stacked up here behind us, and that's used for, that'll go through the crusher. And they're not using it today, so that's an ideal place to go and have a look, because they've already taken all the dust away.
So potentially there could be lots of the olivine bombs in here.
Oh, there'll be a lot of olivine in there. Whether any of it's any good or not's another thing.
So I guess when you're walking up to it, it just looks like a whole lot of it looks like a whole lot of rock. But how do you start to look, or what in particular are you looking for when you look at these rocks?
Well, most of the ones that have got olivine in it have usually got a little tail on them, and they're a little bit easier recognised. There's a piece there straight away. This bit's a little bit easier recognised because it's fell out of the magma on the screen over there. It's been bulldozed out of the ground. It's picked up with the front end loader, gone through the screen. So a lot of the actual shape of the olivine bomb has been knocked around, as you can see. But it's easier recognised because it just looks nice and smooth. But give me a little hit with a hammer like that, and there's our olivine.
And it's already sort of been half cut for you, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's, you can see it broke really easy, so it's, you can't do much with that.
So as far as you're concerned, though, that piece you've just picked up then is of no value?
No, it's good just helping the crusher, helping the cut. The amount of fossickers that come up here and bust rocks, we must be saving the Moyenshire a fortune electricity, because we're already breaking the rocks for them.
All right, found another piece.
That's another piece. So you can find it as quick as that. So you're picking one up. When you're looking, you're picking up one every couple of minutes. And give them a hit with a hammer. You can see it's nice, pretty olivine.
Once again, nothing too major in that?
Nothing in there. We'd be very lucky to find. See, it's easy to break. You just haven't got to hit it real. If you've got to hit it real hard, it's usually nothing much. Just drop that on the ground and pick up another piece.
What about some of the more sort of solid rocks then? What are these pieces here, for example?
No, most of that's just come out of the screen, so just general rocks from the volcano scoria. Some of it like that's more like your typical basalt, but most of it's pretty aerated. They call it leverite. Right. Leave it right there. There's another piece. Right. Hit that with a hammer. See, it's a nicer goldy colour.
Right.
But again, it's all too fine to do anything with.
So typically then you'd come and, I mean, how long would you spend doing something like this for?
I usually come up and spend a couple of hours. Within a couple of hours, I've usually got, say, three or four good cutters. I might come up here half a dozen times and get nothing. And then another time I'll come up here and you'll get sort of half a dozen or a dozen quite nice stones. So the more work you put in, the luckier you get. There's a whole network of people doing this all over Australia, and we've run into them. You could be in Mount Surprise where they're looking for topaz. When the cooler months of the year, everybody seems to go up there, and you'll run into the same people in the middle of Queensland at Sapphire, and they're collecting sapphires and zircons, or in Hart's Range you're getting garnets and zircons and that over in near Alice Springs, and you meet the same people here. So there's a whole community of these people travelling around Australia. When it gets warm, they're down this end, and when it gets cold here, they're up the top.